Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer in the Orlando Magic Studios, and Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center. The Magic finally closing out their 10-day five-game road trip tonight with a contest against the San Antonio Spurs. We tip off at 8 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida, and we'll kick off at 8 o'clock on the Magic Radio Network. So we invite you to join us for that one as well. Want to remind you, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. Enjoy every Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Visit OrlandoMagic.com to purchase your 18-19 full season plan today. A lot to get to on the program. The return of Jonathan Simmons to San Antonio. We will have an update on Aaron Gordon as well. The NCAA tournament begins here tonight with a couple of play-in games, and then we'll be in full swing there on Thursday. So a lot to get to, but first, I want to spend a few minutes catching up with this guy.
Doliak takes it away from Irvin Johnson and Ray Allen, or Hunter rather, takes it down and dunks it down. The big fella from three-quarter court took it all the way down and dunked it in.
What speed, what grace. Doliak on a breakaway. I've never seen that.
Gotta be those black shoes.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Michael Doliak, kind enough to join us. Of course, 10 seasons in the NBA, three right there in City Beautiful. Now head coach out in Park City, Utah for Park City High School. Doliak, how the heck are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right. I love listening back. That's one of my favorite highlights. I just love that year, that whole heart and hustle year, Michael, when you think back to 99, 2000, and how much fun you guys had. I know that was certainly got to be one of your fondest memories in Central Florida.
Absolutely. I mean, that was one of my fondest memories in the NBA, was playing with those guys. And, you know, Bo and Daryl and some of the guys that we played with were just so much fun. And you know, I was young, Matt was young, Harpering, and we were trying to figure out our place in the NBA and how it all worked. And so it just was a lot of good experiences and a lot of good times.
You know what? We hear a lot of stories since then, and we think about that group, how you all came together. You had been drafted the year before, and not a ton was expected out of that group. But can you just kind of take us back to that? I know that you hear about Doc Rivers bringing everyone together and saying that, you know, that whatever the win total was projected to be that year, and you guys took offense to it. You came together and you proved everybody wrong. You may not realize it because you're separated from Orlando a little bit, but that team resonates, I think, more than any team that we've had in Magic history.
Well, that's impressive to hear. I mean, and for me, you know, having been around the NBA and seeing what happens or what can happen to a team through an 82-game season and how long and hard that is and dreary it can be, you know, for us to battle and come out and really play with heart every single night was a lot of fun. And looking back on it, it's refreshing. And I think fans find that refreshing and enjoyable because they knew we were going to come out and give energy every single night. And I think that's what we did.
You certainly did that. Speaking with Michael Doliak, former Magic player, and I think back to your rookie year as well, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. You played for Chuck Daly. He's not an easy guy to play for, certainly as a rookie, and the word was he didn't play rookies. You played 49 of the 50 games that year, which I love. Matt Harpering was a part of that as well, but I love that you had – what did you do you think, to impress Chuck Daly, and what are some of your memories of the late, great Chuck Daly?
Yeah, I mean, so one was that he was just quiet. Like, he didn't say a ton to Matt and I. I remember one day towards the end of the year, Matt and I were shooting after practice, and he starts wandering down to us, and we both looked at each other like, oh, my God, what's about to happen here? Because, you know, he didn't really talk to us, and he's walking to us, and there's no one else down here, so he's going to say something. And all he said was, like, I see what you guys are doing. Keep it up. And he just walked away. And so, you know, I think Matt was well coached and a hard worker. And I think I was well coached by Majerus. And so coming in, I think we had an ability to pick up what he wanted us to do. And he was confident that we knew what to do, even though we may not have always, you know, executed it 100%. I think, you know, that coaching and that work ethic gave him the confidence to at least give us a chance out there on the court.
No, it certainly did that. Speaking with Michael Doliak, and now you're a head coach. Michael, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Second year of Park City High School and Park City, Utah. What got you back into it? I know that wasn't really the goal. You didn't think you were going to be a high school coach, but you seem to be doing well and enjoying it, and I know this whole thing must be fun for you.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of funny because the guy I took over for is now one of our vice principals, and when I first met him, the first thing I said was, I have no interest in coaching basketball whatsoever. And, I wound up going back and getting a master's in physics education to go into teaching. And then once I started teaching in the school and being around it and seeing what the guys were doing and seeing basketball, it kind of got the itch going again. And then I started helping Caleb find, he was the previous coach. And then I started being an assistant for him. And then next thing you know, here I am. But I do enjoy it. It's way harder than playing. That's for sure. At least for me, it is being a player.
Is that right? Now how so? You don't have an impact, I guess.
Right. You don't have an impact. You can't affect the outcome of the game directly.
Directly.
But as a player, all you have to do is worry about showing up and doing your job and doing the best you can. And as a coach, you're worried about all the guys and how they're playing, how they're progressing, what we can do differently. Am I putting them in the right situations? Am I, maximizing their strengths and trying to minimize their weaknesses? And when's the right time to do that? When's the right time to push them? When's the right time to pull back? All those thoughts go through your head, and it's just, it's much more challenging. It's not just, hey, show up and do my job. I got to worry about all their jobs.
Sure. You're directly responsible for all of their jobs. Speaking with Michael Doliak, former Magic player, now coach in varsity out here in Park City, Utah. And Michael, I would imagine you had a darn good coach in Chuck Daly, but you had a great coach as well in Rick Majerus. I would imagine you have to use a different style than coaching high school boys than Rick Majerus used on you at Utah.
Yeah, definitely. And in fact, I look at it and I struggle with that because, Rick's in me. But I look at it more like kind of like how Doc Rivers coached us. I mean, he was an amazing coach as well, and he was hard and demanding, but he did it much differently than Rick did it. But the level of expectation wasn't any less for Doc. And so just because you have those high expectations doesn't mean you have to communicate it in that same way that Rick did. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges for me is learning how to communicate in a more positive way, learning how to have difficult conversations, listen to everyone else's point of view, and again, know when, when is the right time for me to stand my ground and be firm with what I believe in, and when's the right time to listen to others' opinions and grow a little bit.
And you know what, Michael, that's great insight. And I would think in today's age, you think about how different it is from when you were in high school. With cell phones and social media, I would imagine your job isn't just the basketball portion of it. I bet there's a lot more that goes into it, obviously with teaching and teaching physics at the school as well. But how much of all that takes a toll, and how much are you learning on kind of how to help students with that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think basketball has always been a vehicle for development in life, personality development, character development, and helps young men and women grow up. And because it's a microcosm for life, whether it's, punctuality, whether it's relying on others, whether it's, being accountable to others and being there for them. All of that comes into play. And so, I know I look at my coaches and how much they help me develop as a person. And I'm trying to do the same thing for my players and my students in the classroom as well. I think that's a big part of what we're supposed to do as high school teachers, is not just teach content, whether it's physics or basketball, but teach them how to act and how to be responsible individuals. And so, with regards to cell phones and all that, I have rules on my team about that. There's no cell phones on the bus. And, in the stands, we, don't use cell phones. We, if you need to make a call or call your parents or call someone, just get up, walk down behind the bleachers, make your call. And when you come sit down, we're just going to engage with the team, watch the game we're watching, and hang out and have a good time. So those are little examples of how we try to, guide them in the right direction and in a way that's going to be positive with, the current culture that we have.
You know, that's well said, and we appreciate the insight. And I wonder how much of that is lost, you know, after a basketball game now, and it's no fault. It's every team does it. But, you know, there used to be the camaraderie on a bus. I would imagine guys were engaging and chatting, and there were fun times in the locker room and in the bus. And now when the game's over, everyone's right to the phone. And it feels like some of that camaraderie a little bit, some of that those experiences, those fun memories, not all of it, because the guys are still going to joke with each other till the end of time in the locker room. But it feels like some of that's lost with the cell phone. So, right, would you agree?
Definitely agree. And I saw it when I was playing, you know, the cell phones were just starting to come out. And, you know, we go out to dinner and you got four guys sitting around a table with four cell phones on the table.
Yes.
And it just takes a little bit away. And it's a different thing. And I think it's important for us to try and help guide that because, you know, every bus ride isn't the most fun and every second isn't the most fun. But you have to go through some of those boring times to get to the fun times, and you get bored enough to start giving each other a hard time or razzing each other. And, you know, I joke with some of my buddies who play baseball, like baseball players were the weirdest, funniest guys I ever met. Cause they got so much free time just sitting out there in the bullpen. They're thinking up crazy stuff to say and do just cause they got nothing else to do.
Right.
You gotta have that time, sitting there and, you know, got nothing else to do but look over here at this dude, and you know what? I might punch him in the arm right now. I don't know. You know, it's like, and those are how those experiences start and how they progress and how they turn into great friendships. I mean, our Final Four team is from Utah. I mean, we still hang out and have a great time together because of, you know, the memories we had on, you know, bus rides. The year we went to the Final Four, we lost to UNLV in the it was a WAC championship at the time, and Majerus was so pissed he sent us home on a bus from Vegas.
Did he really?
We had a 6-hour bus ride to sit there and figure it all out, right? And
wow.
That was probably a good experience for us to have that time together and to pull ourselves around for our tournament run.
Well, you know what? I think about that, and can you believe that's 20 years ago this March that you guys made that run all the way to the NCAA championship, playing Kentucky in the title game? We're in San Antonio right now playing the Spurs, and ironically, that's where that game was. It'll be the Final Four will be in San Antonio again this year. But what else do you think about with that run? That's a great story about Rick Majerus. What else comes to mind when you think about that championship game?
Well, a lot. I mean, that was the most fun I've had playing basketball, that 3-week run in the tournament. And everything just came together and clicked. We had, you know, a group of guys that had the core five guys had been together for 4 years. And that was huge. And just how well Andre played, Andre Miller down that whole tournament. He really stepped up and carried us. But to kind of see how, you know, everything we learned from Majerus over the previous 4 years really just all solidified in one tournament, like a series of six games. We really executed and did everything we were supposed to do. So that was fun. And in fact, the Utes, the university honored that team this year. So they brought everyone back, and all but two of the guys came back, and it was just really fun to see everyone and catch up. And, you know, those kind of teams, you know, it's instant. Like, you walk into breakfast and everyone's telling the same old stories, making fun of the same guys for the same stuff. And it's like, you know, it's just you fall right back into it. It's like, oh, that was 20 years ago. Maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. We're still a bunch of idiots who don't know what's going on.
That's fantastic. And, you know, people don't remember, or the ones that were that close to it, too. Keith Van Horn wasn't on that team. He had left the year before. And you just got on an incredible run with Andre Miller, as you mentioned, Metala. I mean, you guys had that just all came together the way it was supposed to have a chance to win a national championship. And I'm sure that's something Rick Majerus was very proud of you guys for as well. I'm sure you got to get on the plane after that game. No long bus rides, right?
That's correct.
All right. Good. Yeah. Well, good stuff. But I know you got to be proud of that and how you did it without Keith Van Horn and how that all came together, too.
Well, yeah. And it's interesting to look at how, you know, team dynamics work, because Keith is a great guy and, you know, arguably the best player to ever play at Utah. And so you take him off the team and you wonder, how can a team get better with that. And, you know, I don't think it's we're better because Keith is off the team at all. But I think just the unique circumstances gave Andre a chance to flourish a little bit more. Hanna really stepped up. We had some young guys who stepped up. And you know, obviously, I think what it really showed was that the team can be greater than the sum of its parts. And, you know, everyone really stepped up, did their roles, maximized their own strength, and covered up for each other's weaknesses, and really turned us into a team that was better than we probably should have been.
Well, that's fantastic. Great memories. Great catching up with you. And good luck the rest of the way as you close out another season of varsity basketball. All right, Michael?
Appreciate it. Good talking to you.
You got it. Coach Doliak, I love that. I love the ring of that. Great to catch up with Michael Doliak, 10-year NBA veteran, won that championship in 2006, first 3 years in City Beautiful, and now head varsity coach in Park City, Utah. We'll be back with more Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Right there. Deep in the front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
They've got Simmons, left corner. He had a good preseason game a couple of weeks ago in San Antonio. Down the baseline he comes. He'll take it to the top, and the double fister down and in. How do you do? 15-11, says Jonathan Simmons. Magic up by four. 4:35 still to play first quarter.
I know that meant a lot to Jonathan Simmons. That was way back to the beginning of the season, back in early November, late October, and the Orlando Magic took down the San Antonio Spurs. Blew them out. One of the largest wins they've ever had against San Antonio. And now tonight they go for the season sweep. Hasn't happened since the 08-09 season. If they can take down San Antonio here tonight, Jonathan Simmons with 17 points in that first meeting against his former club. And now he gets to visit San Antonio, the city that he left for City Beautiful. And we know that as soon as he signed that contract in Orlando, he circled March 13th. We had to wait all the way till now to get that game in, but should be a fun one. So Jonathan Simmons excited, getting a bigger role here in Orlando and making the most of it. And now he'll get a chance to return to San Antonio here tonight. We tip off at 8 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida, 8 o'clock on the Magic Radio Network. And Jonathan Simmons, you know, let's take a second here and just kind of let you know what he's done. He's having a career year, obviously, because he's getting more of an opportunity. And by the way, special thanks to Michael Doliak for joining us there in the first segment. If you missed that, you can listen to it in its entirety. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, whatever, and just type in Orlando Magic Radio, and you will find that interview there with Michael Doliak. That was fun talking about the 1998 NCAA championship game 20 years ago this year. Hard to believe. And again, it'll be in San Antonio like that one was. So I love catching up with some former Magic players. But Jonathan Simmons comes in tonight averaging 13.7 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. Those are all career highs, 47% from the floor and 33% from beyond the arc. But those 13.7 points, that's the most in the NBA for any undrafted player. Jonathan Simmons is having a career year. And Aaron, this is what he wanted. He wanted an opportunity to spread his wings a little bit. If you don't know his story, which I'm sure you do by now, if you're a Magic fan and you know anything about this team, you know what Jonathan Simmons did to get to this point, putting down $150 for a then D-League tryout, making the Austin Toros, and then eventually getting the call-up to the big team where he spent the last 2 years in San Antonio, and then getting that big free agent contract this past summer to come to Orlando. But he wanted an opportunity to spread his wings. He wanted more of a role here in San Antonio. Wasn't going to happen. So they declined his option. The Magic swoop in, and the rest is history.
Yeah, Dante. And you know, to like really, when you put this in perspective, as far as Jeff Weltman and John Hammond's first real signing with the Magic, I mean, that can't work out any better, right? Like, you find a guy through San Antonio that they didn't want him, so you take him, and he's become one of your best players so far this year, and he's expanded his role every step of the way. You know, when he was coming off the bench, how many times we sit there and say, this guy needs to be in the starting five?
Yeah, and we saw that, and I just wonder if – now, this is the most he's ever played, all right? So Jonathan Simmons already this year has logged almost 2,000 minutes. So this year he'll get – after tonight's game, another, call it 27 minutes. So by this time tomorrow, right, at the end of the game tomorrow, he'll have eclipsed 2,000 minutes in his NBA in this season. Last year he played 1,300 minutes. The year before was 800 minutes. Played 78 games last year. So he's been relatively healthy, and that's another thing I give him credit for.
Yeah.
A lot of guys have been hurt. A lot of guys have been injured this year. Jonathan Simmons has played. He's played 66 games. He's only missed, He's missed one game the entire season.
And Dante, you've never heard any excuses out of him either.
No.
If he's ever had a bad game.
Well, and he even said that yesterday. Yeah, he's beat up. Yeah, he doesn't. He said his exact words were, "I don't feel fresh by any means." But he's been beat up, but the guy plays. And you know, we've seen him hobble off the floor with ankle injuries, with leg injuries, and he either comes back or plays the next game. So I give him a lot of credit. And he loves the game of basketball. He's not happy about the record. Neither of us are happy about the record. We certainly expected bigger things this year. But I think overall, when you look at Jonathan Simmons and what was expected out of him, I certainly think he's one of the big bright spots on this Magic club. He's up 7.5 points a game from last year. That's top three in most points per game in improvement from last year. He's up to 29 minutes a game. And I think his best probably to start the year coming off the bench and going up against those second unit guys, I think that gave him confidence. I think that gave him the confidence that he needed to be a member of that starting lineup. And now tonight will be start number 48 on the season. And hopefully he can continue. Hopefully he can play all these last 15 games. I know it would mean a lot to Jonathan Simmons to play, 81 of the 82 games this year.
Yeah, and I mean, how often do you ever see an Ironman anymore? We had Elfrid Payton do that a few years, but really – that's a special thing to play every single game if possible.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see if he's able to play all but that one game this year. And I know what would mean the most to him, get a win tonight. The San Antonio Spurs are currently 10th in the Western Conference. Now, they're only two games out of fourth, so there's a huge group of teams right there that are all battling for their playoff lives. But I know it would mean a lot to him for the Spurs coming here on a back-to-back after a tough loss last night in Houston, and Jonathan Simmons to play a big part in them losing this game tonight and the Spurs potentially missing the postseason. I know he would absolutely love that. 8 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida, 8 o'clock on the Magic Radio Network. We'll be back tomorrow with D. Brown right here, 5:30, 96.9 The Game.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-4-3. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.